in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
The Curry and the Keeper for November 15, 2023, episode 64.
Well, hello, my queen. Hey, nice to see you home for a change.
Hello, my love. I'm rallying tonight,
baby,
for
yes. How about we cheers right away?
Get over all these the stuff on your desk here, these huge speakers.
Stuff? Desk?
These egg speakers that you have on your
console and studio. Wait, I didn't hear that one. Here we go. Let's do it again. Here, one, two. Oh, are these the new glasses?
I don't know. Okay. What are we drinking?
Well, first let's have a sip here for a second. You're gonna like
this.
We've had this before. Mm-hmm. Mm. Man, I like this.
You measured mine out. How many ounces?
4 ounces precisely, madam. I did it with the beaker.
Okay.
This is some treasure, actual treasure, you know, time, talent, treasure on Curry and the Keeper. Yes. It is the Persistence Wine, which we received from Karen and David Young.
Yes.
Which, man, I wish I remembered the story behind it. I feel like it's incredible dope. It had something to do with their wedding
or their courtship.
Their
courtship, yes.
This is it's a 2020. It is, let me see, there's, I have a little story on the back here. With respect for old world blending. You okay?
Yeah, I just inhaled the wine. I inhaled the fumes.
That's no good.
The wine fumes.
With respect for old world blending, Persistence uses a deep, rich Cabernet Sauvignon backbone.
Ooh.
But is also layered with Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, and Syrah.
Wow, it's a blend.
Yes, it's a unique exchange, not a blend. A unique exchange.
Oh.
Substituting Syrah from Malbec that is traditionally used in noble wines has brought extra layers of fruit expression that Napa Valley is known for. Now, that's some marketing. That's ChatGPT, if you ask me.
It's very good. Thank you, David and Karen. Thank you.
We had that when they came over for dinner. They brought a bottle. That was so nice.
Yeah. She told me that they came over because we made the picanha for them.
Yes.
Which is like the Brazilian cut of beef, which you are an
expert at preparing because you make the picanha with...
Oh, all the sides.
Yeah, we'll explain.
Make a chimichurra, rice, black bean. It's like parsley and cilantro and oil.
Why is it called chimichurra?
I don't know. It's called chimichurra.
Chimichurra, okay.
And they,
green stuff.
Yes. So
green
they,
topping.
They gave me the picanha. We cooked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought the bottle of wine. I saw Karen today. I went and hung out with her at the park with her 3-year-old twins.
Hello, twins.
She needs another set of eyes in the school. Her school, their school, was closed because of COVID, which is ridiculous.
Did you happen to ask her about that? Because my immediate response was, this has to be the teachers. The teachers are the one that have COVID.
She said it has something to do with a state law that there's a percentage.
Is this not the great state of Texas? Yeah, what are we doing,
said.
People?
Yeah,
really?
I don't know enough about it.
Fredericksburg. Wait, can I just express my shock and outrage? Yeah. Okay, I'm done.
I don't think it's Fredericksburg. I think it might be the state. I don't know. State or county. Anyway, she needed a second pair of eyes, and so I went with her. She has 3-year-old twins.
Were you tired afterwards?
No. They were just running around, and they just...
At the Mark Plots here.
At the Mark Plots, yeah.
Oh, that's
and
so cool.
They play, you know, they're kicking the ball, and they were happy as can be.
Oh,
they were unhappy
so
when they had to leave, though.
They're on the ground, laying down, like, no, I don't want to go.
Basically, you know, they become like ragdolls.
Did it take you back? Flashback?
Oh, sure. And I said to Karen, I'm like, how do you do this by yourself? She goes, I don't. You can't. Not with two. You can't. So anyway, it was fun just to hang out and chat with her.
Goodness.
But she was telling me she ordered contacted K&C because she wanted another picanha and they don't have any. They're out. Yeah.
Yeah, that happens with a real ranch. You know, when it's not manufactured, they don't mass produce stuff.
Yeah.
KNCcattle.com.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to get in early.
Yeah.
Do we need to put another order? Are we good for the next?
We need to look. Yeah.
Yeah.
I took a pecan out of the freezer. So, I'll make it this weekend.
What's the occasion? Just you and me?
You and me, baby? No plans.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
You were gone again.
Yes, I was.
I really missed you.
Yeah. You did?
I really,
I was only,
really,
I was, you worked the whole time.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. Sorry, it's rubbing off on me. I'm watching too many millennial YouTube videos. No, I didn't. No, I, you left on Thursday.
Early Thursday morning. Right? You were prepping.
I did my show, mm-hmm. right? And then it was empty. Then my life just emptied out. There was
nobody
nothing.
Made plans. With, no, you had plans with Dave. You went out to lunch with David.
Yeah, but there was no dinner plans, nothing. Oh. No one loves me. Oh. And it was just me and Phoebe. It was dreary. It was wet.
It
was just nasty.
You ate pizza and donut holes.
That was towards the end when I just couldn't last anymore.
I came home, you were showered, you were in your underwear and your wife beater.
Wait a minute, that's not true.
You had black socks on and slippers.
That's not true. You're making me out to be a horrible man. That was before you came back. Nope.
The bed wasn't made, dishes in the sink.
Didn't make the bed a single time, that's for sure. I just, you know, because when you're not in the bed with me.
You only use like part of it.
I only use half of the bed. So yeah. Even the pillows that are for,
you just move them
for
over.
Architectural Digest, you know, the ones we have on there that have no use other than to look pretty.
It's decorative.
Decorative, yes. Didn't even take those off on your side. I'm just in the bed and I just flat back that triangle in the morning and that's it. And there was, and because you're not in there, there's no movement. It's just me.
I know.
And you know, cause you're a mover,
move
you're a roller,
move,
you move
yeah,
around.
I know.
And so I didn't have to do that. I didn't even open the shades. No, just left them closed. And the dishes would be done once in the evening before I went to bed.
You just let them pile up?
Let them pile. Well, what is there to pile up? It's a dish, a coffee cup, one mug.
Yeah,
I was like, man.
Lonely. Were you lonely?
I was very lonely.
I was busy.
I know. Yeah, you're texting me once a day like, hey, everything's good. Everything's good. Love you. Everybody's fine. Text me
love
pictures.
Love you, blah. I sent you pictures.
You did. Want to tell everybody about your little trip?
Because,
you know, that's, I mean, I do have other things to talk about. I have a list.
Oh, you do? Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yes. I mean, as I mentioned on the last show, I went to Cancun. I went for my girlfriend, one of my best girlfriend, Teresa's son's wedding.
Destination weddings are kind of an interesting thing.
There was a
they?
Lot of people there. There was, I don't know, 70,
well, I know,
75
but
people.
Yeah, everyone has to kind of go to the destination. I mean, it's not always easy for timing.
Yeah.
So I think destination weddings are kind of, I mean, ours was basically a destination wedding to Austin.
Yeah. And, that's true.
But it's because no one really lives around us.
No, we only had a handful of friends.
Yeah.
So in Austin.
Yeah.
But no, so I mean, I had to drive to Austin because there was a direct flight from Austin to Cancun. And so I went to Austin and I was in the airport. And I was...
You were well on time,
I walked all the way down to the other end to see if I could get into the American Express lounge because it said on the website that you could pay to get into the lounge. And I was so early. Everything would just worked out beautifully.
Right. Don't you have an American Express card specifically to get into the lounge?
They said I had to fly Delta. That's what they said. And on the website,
it was Delta. You know... Thanks for boosting whoever you are. Sorry about that.
So anyway, I walked all the way to the end. And because everything aligned so beautifully, I got a beautiful parking spot that lined right to the terminal.
I prayed for favor for you.
God
went all the way through.
It.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. And you know, TSA, not a problem. And so I'm walking all the way back from one end of the airport to the other. And I'm just, people are getting in my way. I told you this. I was like, they're all God's children. They are all
God's
children.
Get out of my way, you ugly people.
I'm not like that.
No, anymore. But,
so anyway, not anymore.
Not anymore.
I have a new leaf. So we arrived in Cancun and it just so happened
you and your sister.
My sister Lisa.
Lisa.
She came from Chicago and we arrived.
Almost the same time?
Almost the same
Perfect.
Time. So when you go into customs in Mexico, and mm-hmm. we experienced this in Jamaica.
It's weird.
It's like there's no rhyme or
it's
reason.
It's not orderly.
There's people everywhere.
It's who first come,
and you're
first
like,
serve.
What lane do you go in? The signage is not as
it's
evident.
It's in Spanish.
And so, I got into a line, and then I saw Lisa like two rows over.
Oh, yeah. Did you text her? Or did you want to go over? And
she wasn't receiving my text for some reason.
Okay.
So
you walked over.
She went through and she waited for me, and then I went through and. It was really nice because some people came up and they said, can we cut the line? Those are our friends. You know, typically I'd be like, no.
All God's children.
And I'm like, sure.
God's children.
I go, sure. What's another hour wait? Go ahead. I did say that.
I bet you
and
did.
I didn't care. I said, sure, go ahead. Not a problem. Anyway, so we got through and so I meet up with Lisa and she's like, oh my God, this is like her first real experience in Mexico and customs. She's like, I thought for sure people were going to bring chickens out.
How racist is that to say? Goodness gracious.
Because it was just it's so many. There's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah, it's a mess. I know. Mm. Oh, how's that wine? How are you digging that?
It's good. Mm-hmm. It's waking me up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? That's an interesting response.
Yeah. So, we get to the resort and it's an all-inclusive resort.
Now, is this the one where you have to trade beads for stuff?
No. Okay. No, it wasn't like that at all.
Club Med.
But there's 800 rooms. So it reminded me of like the Gaylord in Nashville. Like it was like Disney World.
Disney, yeah.
It was big.
A lot of families, I'll bet.
Lots of families, lots of kids.
So perfect for a wedding, not for our vacation.
I can see why people go to all inclusive if they have a lot of kids because it could be really expensive, you know, feeding all those children. But for me, I mean, I felt like when it was dinner time, you had to run to the restaurant, get in line. It was like a big cruise ship on land, but they had
another
everything.
Thing we're not planning on doing yeah. cruise.
They no. had everything there. They had, you know, stuff for kids. They had shows at night. They had music.
Shows.
They
had,
yeah. Like live performances. Like one night we went, it was the last night, Saturday night, we went and there was a guy like balancing on a balancing board and he's going back and forth and Teresa's husband goes, this is like Mexico's Got Talent.
it was a talent night. Gotcha.
So there's a lot of activities and there's pools. There's like a little pool park for kids and then there's the adult pool. And so
did they have a bouncy castle?
I didn't see that, but they had tons castles. Of restaurants all, and it was all you can drink. I mean, you can, like, So calls for some unsavory behavior. So you know, have to be careful. I witnessed
like
it. Yeah.
I don't like that. People get hammered and you know me, I don't like being around drunk people at all.
Yeah. Lisa and I didn't drink at all. I think we drank at the wedding. And
I've been around too many drunk people my entire life.
Yeah.
In clubs.
But
no,
when we
thank
got
you.
There, so it's so crazy because we had just got there and the elevator opened up. We were going up to our room and there was Teresa and Carl. Aww. So we saw them immediately and she's like,
the father and the mother of the group.
Yes. And so, and then she's like, we're going to do karaoke later if you want to. And we're like, okay.
Did you do karaoke?
Oh, no. We were in bed at 8 o'clock. That's right. On Thursday night.
It was funny because I'm sitting here with Phoebe and I'll tell you later what we were doing. And it was like 8 o'clock. Like, well, we're turning in. I'm like, is there a time difference with Mexico? That's really early. I thought, okay.
You're exhausted.
It didn't make any sense to me. Like, it would have been earlier, not later. I didn't understand. I mean, that was really early.
Yeah. We were like, we're not doing karaoke. And as it was, karaoke was at 10:45. Teresa's like, no,
no,
I'm not going
way.
Either.
No way. We're too old for that now.
So, of course, you know, going to bed early, we get up early. We're like, okay, we're going to stake out our chairs.
Oh, like German tourists. You're going to go put your towels on the chairs and reserve them.
And that's what we did. We staked out our chairs and we went to breakfast to beat the crowds, you know? So, so that was that. But one of the first nights, though, in our room, we're hearing this baby screaming, blood-curdling screaming. And Lisa's like, oh, no.
Once your kids are out of the house, you're kind of like,
you're out of the baby mode.
I'm kind of done with hearing
that.
It's
out of the baby mode. Yeah. But, you know, I felt sorry for the parents.
Did it stop?
Yeah. I mean, it was just down the hallway.
They put the pillow over the kid?
I don't know what they did. But there was a lot of families there because, you know, it's like, you know, it's it's a family place.
Sure.
But it was beautiful. The resort was beautiful. I was a little disappointed in the water. I thought the water was going to be crystal clear blue, which is
the ocean itself.
And it wasn't. No, there was, they were churning up a lot of like dead seaweed. And so it was not the crystal clear blue that I remembered Cancun to be. So.
When we were there.
We were never there.
Okay. Well, that's why I don't remember it either. Where were we in Mexico?
We were in Cabo.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
When we were there.
I've only been to Mexico once
this
with
is
you.
The fourth time I've been there.
Wow.
Fourth time. Okay. But what's so funny. So we were there. We went and had breakfast and we're walking back and I go, oh my gosh. I go, I just love my husband.
Oh, did you
know? I did. And Lisa goes, I know. She goes, I do too. She goes, you know, if the three of us were on a boat and it was sinking and I only had to save one person, I don't know. It'd be a hard decision.
What? You'd save me?
What? I go, what?
Well, just so you know,
yes.
If we were on a deserted island and someone had to be eaten, we'd eat your sister. I love her.
But she'd save you over her blood sister.
Wow, that's harsh, man.
I'm telling you. I'm like, okay, I guess Crikey. You really like him too, man. Okay, got it.
Oh, well, that's so sweet, baby. And did you text me right away and say I love you? No.
No.
No, I was just thinking about you.
Yeah.
See, whenever I think of you, I text you right away.
Aw.
Yeah. I get it out of the way right away. Oh, I miss you. I text you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
No, I'm just, that's.
I'm like, oh, I need to text Adam. I forgot.
You're forgiven. All right.
Don't cry.
I'm not.
That's not true. Because when I text you and I don't hear back from you, I'm like, where is he?
Believe me. I know. It's like, where's he? And, you know, so I literally have my phone next to me. This is the truth. Because I don't want you to think like, whatever, like, where is he? What's he doing? Because sometimes, you know, if I'm watching TV, I just don't hear the ding or I don't see the alert pop up. So I had it like open. You know, so I could see if a message popped up so I could text you right away.
Let me make this perfectly clear. It's not that I'm worried about what you're doing.
No, you're worried that I'm laying here in a pool of blood.
Yes!
Or my own vomit or something. Yeah, I understand. Yes! No, I understand. I understand.
I want you alive.
I know. I got it. I know. I understand, baby. I understand. So I want to make sure you know, but I'm literally sitting here with my phone to make sure I don't miss your text.
Yeah. Yeah.
For that very reason. I wish I could hook up to a big light that goes, Tina's texted, send a message back,
Comes through the TV.
If anything would be better than That's what funny. I have. Yeah, it just doesn't make the noise.
So the day of the wedding, which was Friday, so Lisa and I, you know, we decided to hang out at the pool. Mm-hmm. And it's the adult only pool. So it was great. And we go up to the swim up bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, do you have Froze, which is frozen rosé.
Yes.
And they said, yeah, we can do it. And I said, okay. And so they make this, I mean, they basically take wine and add a bunch of ice to it.
And it's not really frozen.
It's not a frozé at all.
No.
So the guy hands us our drinks and he goes, here you go, Brujas, like that.
Now, I happen to speak a few words of Spanish.
Yes. And so
Bruja is one of them. And I know it from you.
And because many years ago, my ex-husband, when he first met my mom and dad, my dad used to always call my mom a bruja.
You're welcome. Planned that, by the way.
Thank you.
Pre-production.
And so I never knew what it meant because he always called her that.
And you thought it was a term of endearment.
My then husband at the time, ex-husband, goes, do you know that your dad just called your mom a witch? And I go, is that what that means? I had no idea. Woo. So when he said that, when he gave us the drinks.
Now, but let me ask you. Is it possible that in Spanish, it's a term of endearment?
Well, let me finish the story.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So Lisa goes, did you just call us brujas? And he, stone face, just looked at us. And there was another younger guy there. And he goes, she asked him, she goes, did he just call us brujas? And the guy goes, yeah. And
wow.
She goes, why did you call us that? And he, stone face. And I'm like, I'm spending a lot of money here. So we went to the manager and I said, look,
well, forget the money. It's just insulting. It's just not okay.
Well, exactly. And I went to the manager and I said, and we were very, I was not mean at all. Cause I know, you check more bees with honey.
This is triggering for you on multiple levels because you have this previous experience.
Well, and it's like, to your point, it's disrespectful. So I said to the manager, to the manager exactly what happened when we said the word, the look on his face was like, what?
Okay, so it's not a term of endearment, no matter what.
Exactly. And so I said, look, we were kind. I mean, I was not rude at all. And I said, and I understand it's difficult working with the public. I get it. I said, but that was completely uncalled for.
Do you think he was, first of all, you're beautiful. You know,
when I'm at the pool.
I disagree. So you think it was just like, hey, beauties?
No, I think we're older women. There's a lot of young women with bikinis prancing around and we're older women. And he was just being rude. He was being rude to us.
Wow.
That's what I think. I think it's age discrimination.
Was the whole trip free?
No. So anyway.
No.
So the guy
that's
was like.
Where, that's where I'd be well, at if so I was the manager.
The guy said, oh, I'm so sorry. The manager who came down, he's like, I'm really sorry. This is not. And I had his name. I'm like, his name is Alex. And when I get the survey, I'm going to be filling out the survey and I'm going to be telling exactly what, you know, happened. Mm-hmm. And he's like, is there anything we can do? Can we send a bottle of this or, you know, that or this? And
we're like, you like some frosé?
Yeah. And we were like, no, that's perfectly fine. We don't want anything. I just want you to know because I don't want your other guests to be treated like that. And then once we got to the room and we were getting ready for the wedding, mm-hmm. the whole hotel manager called us and Lisa talked to them and he said, you know, can we do something for you? And Lisa's like, no, we just wanted to let you know. But after the fact, we were like, oh man, we should have asked for a spa day.
This is now you're thinking.
I didn't
what
think
was
of
wrong
it.
With you?
I didn't
spa
think
of it. You can fix it with a spa day.
I wasn't telling them to get something out of it.
Well, I'm proud of you for not flying off the handle and being really, really, really mad.
No, because I'm a Christian now.
Have you forgiven him?
Yeah, of okay. course. I mean, I'm like, good. Maybe he was having a bad day. It's hard to work with the public. I get it.
But I don't, if I was there, it would have been very, I would have had, excuse me, son, I got to have a word with you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, it was rude. It was really
rude. Very rude.
Yeah. But we were not his, you know, like I said, we were
doesn't
older women.
Doesn't matter.
I agree.
Doesn't matter.
I agree, but that's it happens okay. all the time, Adam. It happens
what,
all
people
the
call
time.
You bruja?
No, that people disrespect women that are older. It happens. It does.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
When does it happen to you? You need to tell me these things.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's
for
so
sure.
unfair.
The older we get, the more invisible we get.
The older men get, just the more attention we get.
I know, because you become more handsome.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Look at my teeth.
Yeah. Anyway, so then we got ready and we went to the wedding.
Yeah.
And it was really sweet. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was outside kind of in this like little like open air chapel and the bride, I hadn't even met the bride up to this point. I mean, I obviously saw Teresa and Carl and her daughter and obviously the groom. And it was like, it was a very simple, funny ceremony. Mm-hmm. Lovely. It was lovely for them. But as I was sitting there listening to the vows, mm-hmm. I approach ceremonies so different now. Because of where we are at in our marriage and how God is the center of our marriage.
Right.
And how
so now it makes sense. Okay.
And so it's, mm-hmm. I mean, how much it has strengthened mm-hmm. our marriage. And so I'm just really intent on the vows and yeah. And so that affected me.
Which is why this came up the other evening.
Yes. Oh, and big news, big news.
Yes. Big news, everybody. We're registered at Nordstrom.
We're getting married again.
Before God.
Before God, yes.
Yeah, because our vow, well, first of all, we had a dog walker who stepped in for our friend Jean, whose parents had a car accident.
But our vows were very thoughtful. But
they were
God
thoughtful,
was
but
not,
God was not a part of the vows.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. so we,
for our fifth wedding anniversary,
we're going to remarry before God. Very yes. small, very small ceremony, but
we are registering.
Gifts are welcome. Yes. You don't have to attend the wedding because, to send us a gift.
Oh, and Lisa said,
because we didn't do any gifts when we got married.
Lisa
we were stupid.
I heard your podcast. I sent you a gift. I go, oh, that's right. She bought me a bracelet. I go, oh, that's right.
What did I get?
Nothing.
Okay. That's
you
not.
Get, you we get need, to be saved on the boat
it
when it's
needs
sinking.
An appreciate it, Lisa. It's my girl right there. Yeah.
No, so we asked Pastor Jimmy, you know, will you marry us?
Yes.
Actually, Annette brought it up.
Yes.
And I said,
we'd already discussed it.
But as it turns out, May 19th, which is our wedding anniversary, mm-hmm. is on a Sunday mm-hmm. in 2024. And we're going to renew our vows
yep.
in front of God.
Yes.
On that Sunday at 6 o'clock at night, which
I'm
is we got
so
we
stoked.
Got we got
oh, we have a time.
Yeah.
Well, oh, I didn't realize we had a time.
Oh no, I'm setting the time.
Because I'm done at 5 and then I just throw on my suit and jump on my scooter. I can wear my jeans. Can I? I can wear my jeans and my hat. Can I wear a cowboy hat?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, so we'll invite, you know, our select
friends
here. I select
few. If you're not invited, you're not select.
Yeah.
Send gifts. We told everybody no gifts.
Yeah.
For our wedding, nobody sent any.
No, we didn't get any gifts. We said donate to Ronald McDonald House Charities.
I think two people made donations.
Yeah.
Anyway, beside the point, I'm excited to join you in holy matrimony before God.
Yeah, me too.
I'm very excited.
So listening to their ceremony, it just kind of touched my heart. Like, oh, you know, like I really want to redo that.
Me too.
And I really want God to be the center of it.
Do I have to ask you again?
Get a new ring.
I knew there was a trick. I knew there was something to do with this.
Are you looking for a jingle? You're looking at your roadcaster.
I was looking at like, what should I play for a jingle? I got no jingles.
You got nothing. You're not prepared.
These cards are 11.
I got that. That's all I got.
A Spinal Tap?
These go to 11. The ring goes to 11, I tell you. That's all I got for you.
Anyway. But anyway, going back to the wedding. It was lovely. We were outside. We were sitting all the way in the back. And we were not blocked by the wind. The water was right over the foliage. It was beautiful. And we were not blocked by the wind. And Lisa and I were getting whipped by our hair. Finally, the people we were sitting with, the woman's like, do you want my hair clip? I'm like, thanks.
Yeah.
It was so windy. But so, of course, Lisa and I are talking to them. We're talking about carnivore and keto. We're laying it on them. Of course, she goes to ask her who her husband is. So, of course, I had to talk about you.
I know.
Lisa pimps you out. She pimps you out.
Yeah, my butt always gets warm when you talk about me. Yeah.
But at dinner, it was a buffet and one thing that they did, which was really super cool. And I wish we would have thought of this. They were playing us. The DJ said, okay, we're going to play this song. And during the song, the bride and groom are going to run to each table, get together, and they're going to take a group picture.
That's a nice idea. Isn't that a cute idea? I thought it was run to each table, collect $100.
I thought that was a cute idea. So they got to take a picture with every... that's a cool idea. That was really cute.
Yeah.
So then they called each table up to go to the buffet, and it was absolutely delicious. And so when we got back to the table, all four of us, I said, can we pray?
Oh, nice.
I did.
Nice.
And we all, and the, Matt's boss and his boss's wife were sitting at our table and they did the sign of the cross. And I go, are you Catholic? Because I used to do that all the time too.
Yeah.
But yeah, they sat down and I prayed. I prayed over the bride and the groom.
So nice.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I had my own spiritual stuff going on here.
Can I finish the wedding real quick?
Sure.
So one last thing. So I was up getting, I just had champagne and I think I had a glass of wine during the meal. And then the rest of the night I was drinking club soda. So I was up getting a club soda for me and Teresa. And the bride did the bouquet toss.
You didn't catch it, did you?
I was getting drinks. And so I guess she really whipped the bouquet and it started rolling towards Lisa and she kicked it out. She was going to kick it out of the way.
But go away. I don't want it.
Some young chick snagged it.
Chick?
Some young single chick who wants the bouquet. But that was pretty funny. She's like, yeah, that was coming towards me. And I was like, no.
Stay away. No.
It was pretty funny.
I'm glad you had a good time, darling.
It was lovely.
It sounded like you guys had a good time. It was nice to be with your sister.
And it was, what was really special was being able to spend time with Teresa. Being with her and I got to meet her granddaughter who is the most adorable baby girl.
Yeah, she's like one this
she's
point?
About 16 months now, oh, 16, okay. 17 months.
Okay.
So cute. So it was fun. It was fun.
Sorry. Oh, hey. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Good.
So how about you? What's up with you, dude?
Oh, well, dude. I had nothing to do.
Did you work out? Yes, I did.
I did work out. Oh. I worked out once.
You haven't worked out this week at all.
Sorry. I'm busy saving the universe. It's hard. It's hard when you're in charge of saving
people. Yeah, 15 minutes. Kind of tough. Yeah.
And I do 25.
Oh, you do?
I'm doing 25 now.
Okay.
So I couldn't watch our one show. We're rewatching Frasier.
Yeah, we're finishing
it. We have two more seasons. Yeah, which is just
one and
phenomenal
a half.
Writing. It's so.
I know you love it.
So do you?
I do too.
It's some of the best writing. It's real comedy without vulgarness or anything.
Yes.
It's just great. It's just great.
Yes.
And we appreciate it for that. And we're also intermittently rewatching The Chosen, which is nice. But so I can't watch any of that when you're not here.
Yes.
So I saw on Netflix, there was a Robbie Williams documentary. He used to be in Take That.
Yes.
And it was four episodes. phenomenal. Because I followed him. I think he's a great songwriter. You know, although he kind of rose to fame after I was out of the music business, it was fun to watch because Christina was a big fan. And, uh-huh. you know, and that, I've played his songs on the radio, so it was good. And then that was done, and like, oh, I'm bored. And so I tried to watch episode 3 of The Morning Show.
Oh.
I know.
I can't even believe you got through episode 2.
Well, and so I'm on 3. I'm
such
like,
a stupid show. The first episode, they went to the moon. Like,
well, they didn't
goofy.
Go to the moon.
Whatever. She went in space.
Anyway, so I couldn't make it through it. I actually tried Top Gear. Couldn't make it through that either. It was just all so dumb.
I know. It's and, so bad.
So then I started listening to Naomi Wolf's book.
Oh.
That's her new book that's out called Facing the Beast.
Uh-huh.
Courage, Faith, and Resistance in a New Dark Age.
Mm.
And it's kind of based on those three Substacks that brought me, you know, to the beginning of my own faith journey. Mm-hmm. So really enjoyable. It's not read by her, unfortunately. I wish she would have read it. Mm-hmm. And I like an audiobook because I can listen while I'm walking Phoebe and doing all that kind of stuff. Wow. It just reminds me all over again how I got started. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember, I can't remember what I was listening to, but I got like this real revelation. And before we started taping tonight, I was like, what was it? Was it from her book or was it something else? But whatever it was, I came, and it's from scripture, and I just can't remember what it was. I hope someone will remind me. The revelation was, we're really only here for just a short time. We're in service of God,
mm-hmm.
but I know where I'm going, and it's like, there's no end. It's going to be great. You know, mm-hmm. we're on this continuous journey, and it just kind of put life in perspective. Is that weird to say? That's just like, I'm only here for a short time. I got a lot of stuff to do. I'm in service.
Mm-hmm.
This is, and I think I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm being led down a clear path.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. And we were walking in the rain, walking back, Phoebe and I, and somehow mm-hmm. whatever it was I was thinking or listening to, it just kind of came to me. It's just like this whole total peace came over mm-hmm. me. It was really nice.
I'm excited. I want to listen to it.
It's I probably have a couple more hours, but it's good. I also had lunch with our Surgeon General.
Yes,
which was just fantastic.
Yes,
you know, mm-hmm. a nice guy talk, and mm-hmm. And his wife Karen had I didn't know this. She has juice in this town, man. She reserved like a special room for us to have lunch in. Like, you can't, because the sign literally says, unless you're Dwight Yoakam or something, you can't make a reservation with us. That's what the sign says. We had a reservation in the special room.
Well, everybody knows them. Everybody knows
obviously,
them.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And
that was nice. You have cultivated a lot of new friendships here, which is great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
they're
really
all going to come to our wedding.
Of course they will. Of course.
We'll just ask for wine. Just bring us a bottle of wine.
See, there really wasn't, because it really wasn't that long.
I was in and out.
And I did have, you know, 3 shows. I mean, I did a lot. I did a Boost the Grand Ball. And I had an interview the other day. You were back though with these cool young guys.
No, it was almost a 3-hour interview.
Canary Cry News Talk, I think is what it is.
Mm.
And they're Christians, and they're not shameful, not bashful or anything mm-hmm. about it. And so we talked a lot about my history, but then we talked a lot about faith and our faith journey. Mm-hmm. They wanted to know how that had happened. It was just, I'm so, and they're kind of like No Agenda guys.
Yeah.
You know, they're students of No Agenda, mm-hmm. but then they're Christians. It's like, I'm almost a little envious of them, because they really weave that in together on mm-hmm. that show. So
that's cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. I love the young guys doing their thing. It's been good.
Yeah,
but I'd say the best thing this past week was Craig and Calvin coming to visit.
Yes. But before that, there's some
other
things.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm out of sequence. See, I have a list, and my list is wrong.
I know. Mine's
in
sequence.
Please do your list.
So,
see, this is why I don't do a list, because I'm jumping ahead. I'm doing it wrong.
I just wanted to announce that I actually ate scrambled eggs.
I know. I'm glad you stopped the show for that. Scrambled eggs, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy. Stand back, everybody.
She's eating scrambled eggs.
Well, Elise and I got to the Cancun airport very early.
You had scrambled eggs at the airport?
At Guy Fieri's. Fieri's restaurant. You know Guy Fieri's.
He has a restaurant in Mexico? In Cancun.
And they were smothered in cheese.
Oh, okay. So you had cheese with scrambled eggs. Okay, I got it. I'm so proud of you.
I didn't eat them all.
Do you want me to make scrambled eggs for you
I'm
now?
I'm going to try and make them.
Okay.
Because if I sat there and thought about it, I got kind of grossed out.
No kidding.
But yeah. So I flew American Airlines back and I ended up sitting next to this beautiful Ecuadorian woman who lives in Austin. She's an ophthalmologist and her husband is a retina surgeon. And so we were laughing because the stewardess was so like, not, I shouldn't say stewardess, flight attendant. Sorry,
Christina. American Airlines.
Sorry, Christina Pearl.
Yeah, American Airlines.
Yeah, so she looked like Shannon Doherty and had the attitude of Shannon Doherty.
Of Shannon Doherty then or now?
Then. She's always been kind of like snarky. So she comes up to the woman, I forget what her name is. It's not a common name. And she's like, "You want something to drink?" Like, I am not kidding you. She looks at me. I look at her. We both start laughing. Like, she's like, "Can I get some coffee? I don't have any brewed right now." I'm not kidding you. That's how she
really
spoke to her. So then when the meal options came.
You had options. Oh,
yes,
boy.
Yes. And so she goes, they were offering beef and stuffed peppers. And I said, "Oh, I'll take the beef." And the woman goes, the woman next to me goes, "What were the two options?" She said, "Well," she goes, "stuffed pepper and beef." She goes, "I don't have any stuffed peppers left, but you got to eat beef." She's like, "Okay."
Wow.
So anyway, we were just glancing at each other like we've never experienced somebody who clearly does not like their job. So we just started talking. And of course I was talking about Curry and the Keeper and she lives near Mount Pinal. Mm-hmm. And so we were just chatting. She has young kids and they traveled to Spain. And so we were talking about that. And she asked me how old I was. And then she asked me if I ever had any work done. And I said, I get Botox.
Can't you see I'm bruja?
And then she said something really, which was one of the nicest compliments. She said, "You have a very youthful energy."
You do. You're radiating, like, darling. Yes.
I thought that was so sweet. That
you
was
have
so
no
sweet.
Idea how you radiate.
That
do
was
you?
Really,
you have,
really
you have
sweet.
No, every morning when I wake up, I say, "Good morning, Holy Spirit." I look at you and I need shades.
Please.
You are just radiating.
Oh, get out of here.
You are radiating, my darling.
Anyway, that was a really thoughtful, very thoughtful compliment.
No, I'm sure she meant it because it's true.
So
you
then
radiate.
There's this beautiful blonde that's sitting across the aisle from me and she's with her husband. And so.
Wait, was this like the beautiful people seating section? Or what is this?
But the blonde was like, she said, "I, as soon as the plane stops, I'm going to run up. I have to go to the bathroom." And I'm like, "Yeah," because she didn't want us to get up. And I'm like, "Yeah, no problem." And I go, "Are you Dutch?" And she said, she was South African. She said, "Yes, I'm from South Africa."
Okay.
And so
you, did you do a lekker tosti hamkaas?
No, I didn't.
throw a little Dutch out there, see what came back?
No. And so when I was talking to the woman next to me, I was telling her about the hiking trip. I was telling her about Italy. And so the woman across the aisle goes, "So what other excursions do you have planned?" I'm like,
"Why, you want to come hang out?"
No, she's listening to my conversation.
Well, you're interesting to listen to.
So then as we were walking to customs, she was telling me that they were at an all-inclusive resort too, and they didn't really like it either. And she said one of her friends was staying off the resort, and they wanted the friend to come, and the resort wouldn't let them in. And
why not?
Because they're not staying there.
Because it's all inclusive. Okay, you don't have to have a wristband or something that shows that you're there.
Yeah. So she says, I turned to him, and so here's this beautiful, tall, statuesque, beautiful woman. She goes, and I turned to them. I said, "Look,
look,
if you don't,
look.
I own one of the world's largest SEO companies, and if you don't let her in, I'm going to make sure you get bad reviews, and everything's going to point to one star. So you better let her in."
Wow!
And apparently, they let her in.
Oh, see, this is afraid of tall blonde women.
I know.
It's scary. So why you scare me too, baby? Sometimes.
Anyway,
like I don't want a bad review from you.
Oh,
don't Yelp me, bro.
Don't Yelp. Don't Yelp me, bro.
Is that a show title?
Don't just Yelp came up me.
I have to write this one down.
I'll Yelp you.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, that wrapped up the trip. And then I headed home.
I don't want to interrupt your flow. Please give me the rest of the things I'm allowed to talk about.
So then, yes. So then Monday, we wake up.
Yes.
We're in the kitchen.
Oh.
We're in the kitchen.
Forgot about this. Okay.
And I don't know.
I don't know if I can even explain the sheer terror that came over you. So, as we've discussed, by the way, you didn't give me the question of the week. So if I have to think about it, you'll have to give me grace.
Okay.
There's a couple things that really freak me out. And one is when you go, oh no, or something like that. If you're distressed, it triggers everything in me. It's like, I'm grabbing my AR-15. I'm grabbing bug spray. I don't know what it is, but I got paper towels to pick up something, whatever it is. But you went, I'm not kidding. And you had this, an expression on your face I've never seen.
Really?
It went like, it's hard to do it like this. And it was like a little terrified girl because
I hopped on the bar stool.
Like an actual screaming kitchen maid. You jumped up on a bar stool because she saw a mouse.
In the kitchen. It came in the kitchen. It was a rat.
It was not a rat.
It looked like a rat.
It was a mouse. and I understand. So first of all, I'm trying to like console you at the same time, not like, because I get, because you were, there was sheer,
you were laughing inside.
I wasn't laughing. I was hurting for you.
Oh.
But the and you're like, I can't cook there anymore.
Don't worry. Underneath the dishwasher.
I'll make you breakfast. I'll do it. Oh, no, it's like gross. Horrible. I can't cook there. I can't stand there.
I can't be there.
We have to move. I can't be in Fredericksburg. I hate this house. I've never had, just so you know, never had it in Boca. never had it in Geary, Indiana. Never even had it where I lived in Geary, Indiana. I said, well, in every house I've lived in, I've had a mouse at some point. By the way, he's like, it's a scorpion. Man, you don't even care about scorpions anymore. Scorpions, you know, they will sting you. No, but the little field mouse, you're
babe.
Like, you, no, and no, I was, stop
I,
now.
This is the funniest thing, though. I am dropping F-bombs like nobody's business. And you turn to me and you go, Tina.
Not
the guy who that used to be your second language.
No, but you were just going off and like, and I was shocked, like, Tina. And you were in the bathroom. You weren't even anywhere near the kitchen. Oh. And you went, I'm sorry, God, I repent. And you just had, you like the corners of your mouth were quivering. It was sad.
So every time I would walk up to the sink, I'd kick it. Because I know that with sound.
Yeah, like the mouse is going to come anywhere near you after that noise.
But immediately I went out and bought traps. I bought traps and I bought
the
Tillmonger.
Well, that's not how it went down, okay. But okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I said, don't worry. I can take care of this.
You're like, I've caught moles before.
I can catch mice. I can catch everything. I know what I need. If you'll feel better, we can call pest control. They're just going to come here and do the same thing I'm going to do. Go get me some traps when you're at HEB. And I want the old school spring traps where you put a little bit of cheese in there. Just get me that. It's going to be fine. We'll catch him. And all the time I'm praying, please don't let me catch two.
Oh,
because catching the one mouse that's in the house, okay. But if there's two, then there's three. You know,
it's my gosh.
I did not want that. And
so we set up six traps?
Yeah, set up six traps and you know, I really you need the spring traps is the only way to go. And
so I wake up, so the next
morning.
I wake up early, yes, and I'm like,
Let me tell you my experience. Okay. I wake up and you're not in the bed. And I'm thinking, I haven't heard anything. Crap. I haven't caught anything. This is not good.
Yes, and I was afraid to get out of bed. I'm like, should I wake him up and tell him to go make coffee?
Make some coffee.
And I'm like, oh. So I get up, and I'm like, cautiously, I'm looking. I see one trap. It's still there. I see the other one. It's still there. I see one over there. It's still there. And then I look by the cooler, and I'm like, oh.
It was upside down.
It was upside down behind the cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and he said his eyes were open. They were bugged out.
Oh, yeah. No, that's how it goes. And here's, so I waited, you know.
We got to leave him there. So all his gotta friends know. Got to leave him
for a little bit. Yeah. He would probably already been there for hours. And so when you went in to take a shower.
Why? Do they smell death?
Yes. Okay. Of course.
Okay.
So here's the thing. It's like. You know, I'm Mr. Man and everything, but I'm crying inside. I killed a beast. I killed one of God's creatures. I really feel bad about that. I don't like it at all. I actually texted Pastor Jimmy. I said, well, Tina won't be bothered by the unwanted guest anymore. I caught him. And Pastor Jimmy's like, yeah, man about the house. I said, can I be honest, ma'am? I don't feel good about it. He says, yeah, I'm a softy too, but it takes a real man to feel deeply about what you did. I said, okay, thanks.
It's
I felt
a
better.
Rodent. Do you feel like that with the scorpions?
I don't like, yeah, it's easier.
Dude.
But.
We can't have a mouse living with us.
No, Adam. I know. And I can't help it. It's like, that's why if we have to eat, I can go shoot a deer, but I'm not into that.
Yeah.
It's
just, it's not my thing. I get it, but you
I don't
know,
really like fishing.
When it comes to rodents, sorry. Oh.
Yeah, as long as I do it.
Yeah.
As long as I commit the murder. The murder.
Mouse murder.
Mouse murder.
Thank you. I appreciate your support with that.
No, of course. Of course. And it's my job. That's what a man has to do. You have to do that.
The funniest thing about it was when Mike was here, I said to him, the cold weather is coming. We had a mouse in our closet last year.
Which I also caught.
Yes, which you also caught. And I said, I need you to seal up that side of the house. I need it sealed up. And as it was, the mouse came through the bay door. And they can squeeze under anything.
Oh, they can get in anywhere. Yeah. You can't seal up a house for them not to come in.
And, you're like, Tina, we live in the country.
Yeah, we do.
That's supposed to help me.
But you've gotten used to freak out about scorpions. Now you're like, scorpion, whatever.
I just put a glass over him.
Yeah, he'll get it later. Just put a glass over him. They're dead. They're half dead by the time they get in anyway because they... Because of the product.
Yeah. Okay, so now we can go. So then Monday night, we had Pastor Jimmy and Annette over, and we invited...
I did this out of sequence. You're always telling me, where's your list? And I did my list, and then I was wrong.
Oh, okay.
Okay, continue.
No, then Craig Weinberg and his son Calvin came over.
Craig Weinberg, known from the Curry and the Keeper art, from the Curry and the Keeper website and pictures.
He has the interview podcast. He had interviewed me, and he interviewed you and Pastor Jimmy.
Many people. And he just interviewed one of his local representatives, which was really funny. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play a clip of that, no agenda. And Craig is just... And his wife is an artist. The first time it came, we got a nice piece of art from her.
Yeah.
And they're really nice people.
Yeah, we could totally hang with them.
Yeah, nice people.
Yeah, yeah. But his son Calvin, he took him a little bit to warm up to us.
He's 17.
Such a handsome young man.
Handsome dude, and he brought his guitar. He's a guitar player, and Pastor Jimmy, of course, because Pastor Jimmy and Annette were here, also a guitar player. So they were talking. And then he started to warm up, and that dude was funny.
Oh, he was hilarious.
He said funny stuff, man. I'm like, and then, he says, at dinner, he says, basically you've been the soundtrack to my entire life.
He actually said that you've been the soundtrack? Yeah.
He said, my dad has been playing your show, since he was 2 years old. He said,
no, not two. Yes. 2019. So wait, when was he born?
No.
He said two?
Craig has been listening for 15 years.
Oh.
Yes, 15 years. And been praying for me.
Yes.
To come to be saved.
Yeah.
No, he's been listening for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. So Calvin was sitting next to me at dinner. He's like, it's basically been, you've been the soundtrack to my life. And as we're leaving, I said, give me a hug, man, because I feel a little responsible for the fantastic human being and man you've become. Yes, indeed. We have educated a whole generation of good kids. I was proud of him. I'm like, look at this kid. This is awesome. He's funny. He's smart.
Yeah, he's engaging. I mean, like,
very
engaging,
especially with a whole bunch of old people around. Yeah, dude, that's something.
Very engaging.
But to crack a joke, it was like, yeah.
Yeah, we're like, so what do you, because Craig was here, he had a client, and we're like, well, what do you do? How do you help your dad out? What do you do? And he's like, grunt work.
Basically gopher.
That's why we have kids.
You got to put him in the organization, put him to work.
But what was really funny, so we ended up going out to dinner to a little place here in Fredericksburg, and so you get up to go to the bathroom. And so while
this was very cute.
So while you were in the bathroom, Pastor Jimmy goes, because what Adam does every time a woman gets up
or comes to the table,
or comes to the table, you stand up. Yes. I mean, and you know, David does that too.
Yes,
that's the only two men that I know that do that. Uh-huh. And so Pastor Jimmy said, when Adam comes back to the table, let's all stand up. So we come back to the table, we all stand up, and you were like, what's going on?
It took me a whole like 3 seconds. I'm like, did everyone decide to leave or something? And like, oh, wait a minute. And then I was very touched by that. I was very touched.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was funny. But we had a lovely evening.
It was great. It was good.
And I guess Craig and Calvin came to the church on Tuesday.
They did. Oh, and to hear that story, listen to Living Up in a Down World.
Oh, okay.
Our buddy's podcast.
Oh, did they talk about it?
Yes.
I only listened to the first part of
it. Yeah, they did.
Okay. That's so nice.
And what was weird this morning, so I had a coffee date set up, which had been set up for like weeks and weeks. And it came through one of the women who is in your
Bible, my Thursday Bible study.
Your Bible study. And her husband wanted to talk to me about podcasting. And normally I'm like, oh, okay. Like, well, all right. But, you know, it came highly qualified. So like, okay. And also named David. Mm-hmm. And we're going to meet at Java Ranch, which is kind of the
coffee hub.
It's kind of the coffee. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And you'll meet. And I walk in right away. There's Pastor Jimmy and Pastor Jeff. Hey, how you doing? I'm like, oh my God, this is so great. And I had a 2-hour coffee with this guy. We're just going to call him, David, the flying CEO coach.
Oh.
He's got an airplane here at Gillespie Airport. Nice, nice plane. You know,
you've met so many people. You really have.
He's a little older. You know, mm-hmm. in late 60s, but he's been very successful. Had you know, and we share something. Like the one thing that almost no one ever talks to me about is my experience taking a company public.
Yeah, that's what you said.
And
usually people want to hear your MTV stories.
And he was like, oh man. And he says, people have no idea. I said, no, they don't have any idea what it's like, right up to pricing the evening before. He's laughing because he gets it all.
Yeah.
And so it was nice. And anyway.
Does he listen to Curry and the Keeper?
He better.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're not going to go have dinner with him at their ranch. Oh.
Brother.
he certainly had done his homework, but he's note taker.
So he knew about Curry and the Keeper and No Agenda.
He knew about No Agenda.
Curry and the Keeper is not on your wiki page.
I'm not allowed to edit my wiki page. You can do it.
But it's got to be cited somewhere.
Why don't you ask my stepdaughter, because she's the one that edits my wiki page and puts funny stuff on it.
Yeah, I'd have to pay her.
More? So that was, that was really good.
I love that you're meeting so many different people.
Well, especially men.
Yeah.
Who are interested in other things than the typical stuff.
Yeah.
Cause I've never really had any, you know, a lot of just male energy.
Yeah. No, that's good.
And people who are just, just not interesting people.
Yeah.
Not energy suckers.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Man, there's a reason we're here.
Oh, I know.
There's so many reasons we're here.
I know.
Besides just growing in my love for you.
Aw.
Did I get any on you? Did you just spray any?
Oh, goodness. You splashed me over here. So I went to one of our final Tannenbaum Ball meetings.
Yes. And, By the way, we are booked, people. Don't call us for anything. We're booked through the end of the year.
We're booked through February. We're booked through February.
Do we have any days off? Do we have any week? I mean, we got Christmas parties and we got supper clubs and we got Tannenbaum Ball.
And Pastor
Janine
and Ned are coming over on Christmas Day and we're doing New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And we're all going to go to bed at 10. Yes. Bye, guys.
Honey, let's go to bed so these good people can go home.
Exactly. We're all too old to stay up for. Is there fireworks on New Year's Eve?
I don't know.
Because Phoebe will probably have to be in our room then.
Yeah, we'll have to give her some Benadryl, knock her out. Mm. But anyway, no, interesting thing about the Tannenbaum Ball.
Remind everybody
okay, so
what
this
it's
is
for.
The annual fundraiser for the Historical Society.
How did you get roped into this?
Debbie Willman.
Of course.
Love Debbie. Debbie's got her hands in everything.
Debbie the Sparkle Meister.
Yeah, the Sparkle Meister.
Another show title, Sparkle Meister.
Sparkle Meister. She does. She sparkles mm-hmm. everywhere she goes. She sparkles. And so she asked me to join this committee. We've talked about this. You went, I pimped you out. We got some great donations.
Yeah, I had to go hat in hand around everybody. Hey, man. Hey, Hollywood, can you do a teeth whitening?
He actually came through with more. He came through with a comprehensive exam.
Oh, really?
X-rays, whitening.
Oh, massage? The whole shebang. The whole thing?
Maybe an implant or two. No.
Really? Can I get a discount? Can I get a rebate? Just as a quick aside,
yeah.
I had my first cleaning.
Yes, I know.
Perfect score.
Oh, what were they measured? Your gums? What
Everything.
Were they? What were
no,
they?
No, I mean, dude, there's like no pockets. It's all beautiful. I'm telling you.
The guy who was a 10 pocket guy at one time.
And this was the same hygienist who had, when I sat down, 14 months ago, went.
Black.
Went. I can't do anything for you. I need to call the Dr. Hurster over here.
Oh.
She said, no, I can't. You have to do
Your teeth were in place because of the plaque that built up.
Yeah, that was holding basically my head on my shoulders, yes. I think. Anyway, so I had a great visit. And I'm like, I'm going to the dentist. Yes, who are you? I'm happy I'm going. All right, I'm sorry.
You're like, I'm going every month now.
Every six weeks. All right, back to Tannenbaum Ball.
Anyway, so I failed to mention this, and I knew about it all along, but one thing they auction off at the Tannenbaum Ball is Queen Tannenbaum, the Tannenbaum Queen, who gets to ride on the Christmas float with her crown.
Oh, this is going to set me back, isn't it? Do you want to be Queen Tannenbaum?
No, I don't. Debbie wants to be Queen.
Debbie wants to be Queen Tannenbaum.
I go, oh, man.
Poor Todd.
Todd is in for it. Tina, you're Adam's queen. You could be the queen. I'm like, he better not.
I don't know about that.
He better not.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, the Tannenbaum queen. Yes, they auction. Funny. They get like $1,400, $1,400, $1,500.
For that. Wow.
Yeah. It's gonna be a super silent auction.
And this is, what does that mean?
Oh, it's
super
just,
silent.
It's like,
what does
it's
that
like
mean?
On the big board, like there's the big board instead of like the small little bid sheets, they have actually a big board.
They won't have any real time auction for items.
Yes. They will have like six or seven live auction.
What items?
I don't know.
What items can we get in on?
I don't know. I had to leave early when I was there the other day. God bless you. God bless you.
It's the weather.
Yeah.
It's the mouse.
Yeah. So I went, Tannenbaum Ball Queen and the Christmas parade.
And I have to get pants.
Yes, we got
to. Because pants are required, I hear.
Yes.
I have to have pants. Do I have to wear pants to this thing? Seriously?
Yeah.
So,
I want to talk about the Carnivore Crash.
Okay. Oh, what a title that is.
Yeah, Carnivore Crash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how are you doing health-wise, darling?
I'm recovering slowly but surely. I jacked up my thyroid because I over-medicated. What happened was when I got onto the carnivore diet, I started to heal. Like a lot of the inflammation healed in my body, and it messed up the balance. Not everybody's like this because
not everybody's the same. Yeah, not everybody's the same.
And
for
so
sure.
I over-medicated with my thyroid meds. Anyway, I just created a whole host of problems for me. So I had to go to the doctor, and I knew I had to step on the scale.
Oh my.
And you know, I don't like the scale.
Well, let me remind everybody, I have no idea how much my wife weighs. I've never known. I'm not allowed to pick her up. Yes. I'm not allowed to carry her over the threshold. In fact, if the house is on fire and she can't walk, I'm just to let her burn. I cannot say, or I could drag her out with a rope, but I'm not allowed to pick her up and save her. No, because
that's dragged me out. Put me on a rug and move me on the rug.
Drag the rug. Phoebe here, saddle, throw you over Phoebe, have her carry you.
So I know I'm going to the,
so you know you're going to the evil scale.
And so
you know your numbers clearly, we don't have a scale in the house.
We don't own one.
I have no way to know what
I
weigh.
And Pastor Jimmy tells me he weighs himself every day. I'm like,
And I'm glad because
I love his courage.
I don't even know what I weigh.
You're probably hitting about, 210, 220?
Bull crap! Wow. You are just the meat. I'm going to say it. That was horrible. That was very mean.
I don't know how much you weigh.
190 if it's an ounce.
No, there's no. no way.
190 if it's an ounce.
All right, we'll have to. You'll have to step on Annette and Jimmy's scale.
I'm going to.
Okay, good.
I'm going
so
to.
Anyway, so I know that
you're
after-
horrible. 210. First, she calls me Chunka, and then she's laughing about my pants. Oh, you are fatso.
I did not say that. I did not say that. No, okay. Baby, you look right. You're gorgeous. You look gorgeous.
I love a man with a belly. Gentlemen, when you hear that, danger, Will Robinson. This is where this is the end. We're getting towards the
anyway,
end.
Anyway, so I know I have to go to the doctor, and I have to be dressed and ready because I go volunteer at the church on Tuesday. So I'm like, okay, I have to wear jeans. I'm not going to work out.
So you get to take a pound off for the jeans.
So what I did before I went to the doctor.
You peed, you did everything you could.
I weighed my jeans.
Where did you weigh them? You weighed them on your meat scale? How much do your jeans weigh? 2 pounds?
1.5 pounds. Yeah. That's a lot. So
can anyway. I just say?
I know I got problems.
Yeah. Praying for you, baby.
I'm a woman.
Don't worry.
I'm
praying. So you weighed your jeans
I
on
did.
The food scale.
So I took off 2 pounds off the scale. I was like, I'm doing pretty good.
It was 1.5 pounds, but I took off 2. Okay.
Well, because I had other shirts on and I ate breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And you ate breakfast. Oh, and did you urinate? Oh, there's another 3 ounces. Okay. Wow. And did you tell the nurse, write that down -3 pounds
no,
because.
I didn't even. I just put it in my head. Okay. All right. I was like, oh, I know how much I weigh now.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
The trauma
I know.
Is real, people.
I know.
Have
I know.
You considered Ozempic?
No. But wow. Shifting gears a little bit. So,
okay.
You know, I don't have my book in here with me, and I wish I had it in, but I think I brought up to you. We were talking about the other night when we were having a discussion, and we were talking about, I felt like you were correcting me. Remember that?
Yes, of course I remember.
And then the next morning, the you version, scripture came up and I don't have it with me. It's in the other room. If you want me to go get it. But it was, about how you should be able to accept correction.
Yes. Hold on a second.
Has something to do with humility. Do you remember?
Can you go back in you version? Can you get the
I don't
previous
know.
Days?
I have, and I didn't write it down. I said, you version
the
message
I love
on Tuesday morning. So it was yesterday morning.
Yeah. I'm trying to see. Hold on a second. Highlight. Shouldn't you be able to go back in time on this thing?
Let me see. Hold on. Let me see.
I thought you should be able to do that.
Oh, I don't have you version on my phone.
I have you version on my phone, but
you
I
should
can't.
Be able to. I don't have.
But how do you go back in time? Oh wait, verse of the day images. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay. So it was yesterday.
Hold on. So it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was. No, that's he heals the brokenhearted. That's not yesterday.
Mm. Maybe Monday.
Oh, that's all today's. Hold on a second. It was, this is annoying.
I know. I have it written
was,
in my book.
But it was about correction.
Yes.
And it was.
And how you should be accepting of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I just thought it was so fitting that we had that discussion because I was like, you're correcting me.
Was I?
Yes.
No, I was not. That's my whole
I don't,
point.
No, I don't think.
I wasn't
I don't
correcting
think,
you.
I don't think it was.
I was agreeing with you.
I don't think it was to discourage me or disrespect me, but it was what needs, it's you were teaching me.
No,
and so,
no, I'm going to disagree with you again because you didn't hear me what I said. I said, I was agreeing with you.
I don't remember it that way.
No, because you were so mad at me.
I don't remember what you said. But anyway.
You said, I'm going to give it to God. And I said, yes, you should give it to God. And then you said, you're correcting me.
No, I don't think it went down like that.
Yes. Well.
Anyway, I can't remember. I didn't write it down. It was it was Proverbs something.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I was not correcting. I would never do that.
Anyway, I just
and you don't
it was,
get to say anyway. You make no, me look my, horrible
no,
now.
No. My
it's
point.
Not, I know it's not about me.
No. My point is, I love how that was a point of discussion between us and it pops up in scripture the
right
very
away,
next day.
It's right like away.
God's just sending messages. Speaking of,
I'm trying to
messages.
Find, hello people. If you are in charge of the YouVersion app, how can we get back to a previous
you need a Kleenex.
Thank you. A previous scripture of the day. How do we get back to that?
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Cause you're not gonna be able to find it. And I should have been more prepared about that.
Okay.
But I had,
I wasn't correcting you.
Oh, it's okay, honey. No. God basically told me that. through scripture presented it to me. So I was like, okay.
I wish I remember which scripture
it was.
Yeah,
me too. I didn't put it in my notes, and it's in my notebook in the other room. But I had lunch.
Where's our intern?
Right? We need staff. But I had lunch with one of my dear friends that I met at J. Crew, like, I don't know, three and a half years ago, Brandy. And
Brandy.
I adore this woman. Every time we get together, there's so much for us to talk about, and there's never enough time. And, you know, she's really on her faith journey too, and she's being nudged.
And this is new.
She's always been faithful, she's being nudged. So she shared with me, I'm not going to go into too much detail about how, similar to my story about being fearful when you were going on Joe Rogan, she had her own experience like that. And I just, and she brought it up to me, and I said, you know, the fact that you're bringing it up to me, what are you reading? Were you looking for it?
I'm looking for your version. I'm listening to you.
I can totally tell. You're not even there.
I am listening to you. I can multitask.
Okay. So
okay, I'll stop.
Yes, you can, because you do it on no agenda all the time.
I was really trying to find that.
Yeah.
It's bugging me.
Yeah.
It's really
bugging
me.
I know, it was really good. Yeah. I could go grab it if you want me
to.
Why don't you go grab it? You want to go sing? You want to sing or something?
I will. You know what I'll do? I will. I'll sing. Yes, indeed. How about I play a little jingle here?
Keep the lid down.
What I'm going to mention before Tina comes back, I wanted to thank Sean, who says he has some books that he's going to send us. He has them he wants to send them either as audiobook or MP3s. And he said that he had sent us the book on prayer a while ago. Do we have that?
Yes, we do.
And he says, Adam said he was going to read it in Jamaica, but I never heard back. Oh, Sean, I got to be honest with you, brother. There's so many books that we have to read. So when I've read it, then I will let you know so that you can send the next one. And I really appreciate it. It's very, very kind of you.
Okay.
We have Michael Anastasio, who has sent us an email, and we probably get this by this week. He says, quote, something's on the way.
I know.
Love Michael Anastasio, one of our OG Salmoniers. And do you have the scripture?
I do. I'm pulling it up
right now. That was pretty slick, babe. It was almost like a professional radio show.
Okay, it is. Here it is. It's Proverbs 10.
Ah, there we go.
Verse 17. People who accept discipline are on the pathway to life, but those who ignore correction will go astray.
Ah.
So, yes, correction accepts and welcomes because you're walking in the wisdom of God. And so I have in my notes, remaining teachable begins with humility, begins with realizing we are not perfect and need others to help so we can see our blind spots. And so, yes, I just thought it was so fitting that we had that conversation about correction, even though I interpreted it differently than you did.
Yes.
And then that scripture pops up and it's like, oh my gosh, God is present everywhere. Which leads me to my lunch with Brandy.
If I could just say, you did correct me about something which made this scripture work for me.
Uh-huh.
Because you said, hey, you know, at dinner, you were talking about something and you were only looking at Pastor Jimmy, and weren't looking at anybody else. And you mentioned that to me. And I was negative about it. I was like, hey.
Yeah, you did not. Yeah, you didn't. You weren't happy when I said that.
I went, yeah, that's me not being happy.
You yelled at me.
Take that back. Take it back.
Anyway, go ahead, baby.
But then this was the scripture. And I'm like, you know, I should take it the same way. I didn't. Whoever heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray. So thank you, darling.
And thank you.
Thank you.
No, I mean, that's how we learn from each other. And
But I don't feel like you were correcting me, and I don't feel like I was correcting you.
No, exactly.
That it's not really a correction.
Exactly.
But it was, yeah.
Exactly. But no.
Let's pray. Touch my hand. I love you. Okay,
there we go. So going back to Brandy, it was just so lovely to share those moments with her and share my experiences with her. And I actually sent, I said, you know, I'm going to send you one of my God shots, and I'll read that to you to help her, because she was kind of anguished over it. And I said, you know, we learn. And so I sent her, it was Luke 22:61-62. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. And I said, my God shot was, sadly, this happens all the time. We deny accepting Jesus because our fleshly behavior of fear, or is it Satan, overtakes us. I keep going back to Adam's Joe Rogan interview and how he wanted him to not talk about finding Christ. I, like Peter, was afraid. And if Jesus appeared in front of me and looked straight at me, I would have wept too. And how grateful I am to God that this experience was a trial to teach and strengthen me. And I sent that to her.
Oh, wow.
Because we both, you know, and I love having those conversations with my friends, and I loved it with Brandy. So she has such a piece of my heart. It's weird. And I said, who would have thought?
Because you hadn't seen her in a while,
I haven't seen her since her birthday in June. Right. And I said, who would have even thought that meeting you at J. Crew,
three years ago,
that we would forge this beautiful friendship. So
that's nice.
Anyway, yeah.
Oh, it's so wonderful, darling.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, we have so many friends. We're so blessed.
And the last thing we gotta plan our
what plan more
our podcast with Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Yes, because we talked about this,
and we have good conversations.
We do.
When are we gonna do this?
But how are we gonna structure it though? I mean, do we just like start off on a topic, or, you know?
Well, I think we need to talk about it, and maybe we talk in, like, maybe there's four quadrants. Maybe we come each come
four quadrants.
Yeah, maybe we each come with a topic.
Everyone comes with something. Yes. Oh, I like that idea. It's going to be an 8-hour podcast.
That would be really cool.
By the way, I love that despite their carnivorage, they come here with a bottle of wine and they each drink a glass of wine. Just make me not feel.
Well, Annette drank half a glass. She didn't drink her whole glass.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Even if she just nursed it. Yeah. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
So sweet.
And I made sure I had meat. Meat on the charcuterie board. Yeah,
meat on a stick. My new product, by the way, is going to be butter on a stick for all you carnivores out there who are eating just butter.
I know. I can eat spoonfuls of butter now.
Butter on a stick. That's my new product.
Yeah. Wrapped
in bacon. So when are we going to schedule this? We're going to do it before the end of the year? Do we have any time left on the schedule?
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
We do. We could squeeze it in on a Tuesday between 4 and 5.
Are we doing it all in your studio?
I think we should. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think that'd be fun?
I think it would be fantastic.
I got the mixer and everything, and that would be exciting, all right, man. You know what's going to happen is we're going to really like it, and we're going to want to do it more often.
They're not going to have any time. They've got their YouTube channel. They got their podcast. He's got the church.
By the way, I'll put a link in the show notes. Take a look at Pastor Jimmy's interview, which is, that thing's like on fire.
On Carnivore Today. They blew up that guy's channel. Because Pastor Jimmy is so charismatic, and he's such an excellent speaker. And there's such a need for carnivore and how carnivore fits into mind, body, and spirit.
Yes.
And yeah,
yes.
They nailed it. And so, yes, you need to go watch that and subscribe to their YouTube channel, which is Meat, Pray, Love. Right?
Yes.
Meat,
yes.
Pray, Love.
I'm putting a note here that I put them both in the show notes. Yes. Yeah, because I gave him some feedback on camera and stuff. Cause I don't know anything about YouTube. And I said, dude, you could sit there and talk about carburetors, and
yes,
I would listen. Carnivore carburetors. I will listen to you.
He is an excellent speaker.
It really is. All right, everybody. Let's thank some people we got here.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksuckers.
Hello, Corksuckers. How you doing? Hello, how you doing?
We got to hear from those Corksuckers now.
Hooper.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Corksuckers.
I got a follow-up from Paul Hearn, who sent us that lovely wooden, what do you call that? You know, we put it on top of the bottle and hang the glasses in it. It's called
a decorative wine
drinking kit.
Wine holder, wine glass holder.
He just said, I guess he sent me a letter, but I didn't see any letter that went with it. But he says, to clarify, the wine caddy, was created by one of my clients, whose name is Bo. He's awesome, just happens to have a lot more talent than I do in that respect. Didn't want the credit to be given for something I didn't do.
Oh, so, well, we appreciate you thinking of us because you gave him the Curry and the Keeper and
logo and everything. Yes,
it's lovely.
It says, in the evening.
Vineyard Nation.
Oops, in the evening.
In the evening.
And KTLD. There we go. That's, we have a couple of people to thank who've been diligently sending in their Satoshis, and we really appreciate that.
Oh, we have a Salmon Yay, too.
Yes, we do. We're going to start it with, we have an executive and associate executive producer. The executive producer with 62,836 Satoshis, which these days, looking at the Bitcoin price, I think is a new car.
Oh,
33 over 10. His name is Mark. We'll get to him in a moment. So, and he sent this through the Breeze app, which is special.
He was the one that sent the big donation.
Yes, yes.
He's our new Salmon Yay.
He's about to be our Salmon. I have a note from him in a moment. Okay. First, we'll get through the donations.
Okay.
My total now is 1,234,567.
Wow.
1,234,567 Satoshis.
Nice.
He said, I tried to boost three episodes ago. Hold on a second. Why is this doing this here? I might be a Salmon Yay, but only because of your 1.5 Satoshi deal.
That's right.
Let me read his full note that I have here. He says, hold on a second. First of all, because you had sent some back and forth email and said, you know, do you have a name for your Salmon Yayness? Yes, of course, 3x3 has a real name. My name is Mark Hartwell. And he says, thanks to your generous 1.5 times Satoshi bonus, I believe I am now a Salmon Yay. We did, we checked his math. We agree. There's a bit of a story to the 1,234,567 donation. He says, I wanted to transfer 0.04 Bitcoin to Adam to pay for a no agenda PhD. This is one of the promotions No Agenda does. But one No Agenda partner is not interested in dealing with Bitcoin, as those, quote, no evidence people want to use those things.
Just like the mouse.
So I decided that JCD's loss should be Tina Mofax and Dave Jones' gain. Woo-hoo! I divided 4 million Satoshis by 3, which is 1,333,333, and that's cool, but look at those threes. However, 1,234,567 is slightly cheaper, but way more fun.
I agree.
And so we actually had to upgrade our payment channels because he broke the channels.
Yes.
So you, sir, Mark, will be our latest Salmon Yay. We'll bring you into the tasting room in a moment.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much, brother. We appreciate it.
And you'll get your two Curry and the Keeper glasses.
Sippy cups and two coasters.
Exclusive
limited edition. Yes. Limited edition.
Salmon Yay coasters from generously donated from Michael Anastasio.
Yes.
Yes.
Then we have J2 plus G3 with 61,200, a few sats for the sad puppy photo, # fight Phoebe's food noise.
Oh, food noise. Oh, yes, exactly. I understand that.
Poor Phoebster. You pestering the poor dog, babe.
Oh, she's out.
She loves her new bed, man.
Oh,
she
I know. Costco.
She can't loves her bed. Costco. She loves her bed. Hold on a second. Let me, for some reason, my spreadsheet
she's
is.
She's a princess, man.
You think?
Dog is a princess. Hold on.
For some reason, my spreadsheet is jacked. Oh, why can't I? Hold on a second. Have you ever seen it where a spreadsheet? Oh, goodness gracious.
Problems?
Yes, big problems where the spreadsheet is. Oh, there we go. Fix it. It like was stuck in some kind of editing mode or something. Oh. Microsoft. 33,444 from Sir Brian with an I. Woo-hoo. Hey, y'all.
Hey, Brian.
Here we go. Could it be about him, do you think?
Yeah.
Let's see. Hi, y'all. Just a friendly reminder, there's a meetup this weekend in FEMA Region Number 6 at Doc's Backyard. That's right. Come meet the Currys, the Pruitts, and of course, me. The bane of Adam's existence, as well as other Gitmo Nation slaves, cork soakers, and the believers. Boost me a drink and I'll tell you a joke. Fine print. All sales are final, no returns. Thank you all for continuing to support the best shows in the entire Podverse, ITM, ITE, and live it up, y'all. Bring dogs. Tina, don't forget my coasters.
Oh, thank you, Brian. I will not forget your coasters.
Yeah, so indeed.
In the evening!
Thank you very much. Thank you, Brian. We do love you, Brian. As far as I can toss you.
Sometimes.
And 32,015 from comic strip blogger Howdy Inamoratos.
Oh.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Tina and Adam, I'd like to invite cork soakers to tune into Just Two Good Old Boys podcast, available at www.justtwogoodoldboys.com. It's hosted by two Texans, Ben, a native Texan, and Gene. What sets this podcast apart is the host's extensive experience in the corporate sector and their huge travel expertise, which contrasts the most podcasters. Yo, CSB. Yeah, Gene does a lot of podcasts.
He does.
He sent me a note. He said, so much for keeping my visit secret.
Oh.
So I didn't mention when you were coming.
Was it supposed to be secret?
Well, I told them, don't tell anybody you're coming because it's on a special date.
We didn't say when.
No, we didn't. Yeah. It's not New Year's Eve.
We got to put that in the calendar.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Is it on the calendar?
No.
Gene, you're going to be on our calendar. Don't worry, bro.
Gene.
We have a boost from Mexico, 3333 from Sir Vince of the Pacific Northwest. And the final one from Dion, who says, love your show. More and more, I often get teary-eyed listening to your journey with the Lord. Recommend it all I can.
Aw, thank you.
By the way, check out the song, I Speak Jesus by Charity Gale.
No.
Have you heard of this song?
No.
Oh,
no.
Well, check it out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dion, we appreciate that. We appreciate everybody who has supported us. It's so wonderful to get your time, your talent, and your treasure, because of course, if you turn someone on to the show, that's valuable to us. We thank David and Karen for their wonderful wine, and of course, everybody for boosting and sending us all of the fabulous satoshis.
I want to just read one comment that that we got on the Substack, and this is from Sweet Jennifer, who goes to our church. She's so
Jennifer, sweet.
So she says, Adam and Tina, the keeper, you have changed my life for the better. Let's start with the pros. You make me laugh. I've been in some hard times and you have made me laugh again. Cons. I'm not a big fan of Monday through Wednesday anymore because I can't wait until Thursday to hear your voices.
Aww.
Your Jesus chat is my favorite. To watch you both grow leaps and bounds and to be so excited as a couple to share your week with Jesus is just incredible. I am waiting for your autograph, Adam. And Tina, I'm up to 27 second plank freaking givings.
Whoa.
Love you both. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, I love it.
I know.
Thank you.
Oh.
Can I do Mark Hartwell's salmon yanis here for a second? Mark Hartwell, please join us, my friend. We have for you Decoy Cabernet, Brie and Berries, Pate and Pecorino, Salmon and Stilton, Jambon and Jarsberg. We've got Mortadella and Manchego. We've got Chorizo and Cheddar, Guanciale and Gouda. Whatever it is, it's all here for you, and we welcome you to the tasting room as our latest salmonier. You can now proudly tell everybody you are the official and official psalm of Curry and the Keeper. Woo-hoo. And remember to keep your cork soaked and your heart full of love. Welcome to Vineyard Nation.
Yes, and keep your lid down.
Oh, yeah, definitely keep the lid down. Yeah. Man, that's a prerequisite. Thank you so much, Mark. Welcome. Welcome as our... How many salmoniers do we have now?
Four?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, who's going to be lucky number five?
Michael, Brian, Beth, and now
Mark. Yes. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Welcome, Mark. Welcome. Yeah.
All right. You ready to...
Is it that time?
It's that time.
Okay. No idea.
You know what it's time for? The question of the week.
All right. I didn't get to practice it, so I have no idea what it's going to be. Will I take forever to answer it?
Will
Tina be angry and say, you're not playing along? Will I blab? All right.
I actually found the question because remember I go, somebody texted me or emailed me or sent me a question.
Yes.
And I can't find it. And I found it.
That's right. You did mention that. Yes.
It's from Sir by His Grace.
Okay. Well, I can probably answer anything, Sir by His Grace.
So he says, we have different perspectives.
Okay.
What was your first date like?
Our first date?
Yes, our
first date. I'm trying to think, like, what was my first date ever? I'm going back I'm like, what was our first date? Well, okay. Do you want to start or there's like a half hour story leading up to our first date.
No, but the first date.
Because I was busy.
You were dating women across the globe. We know. You're Adam Curry. We know. We know you were on Tinder. We got it.
Oh, wow. There was no emotion in that, was there? Do you want to start it
I'll
off?
Start
with,
it.
Yes, with our first date.
Well, it took you forever to kind of like there put it in the books.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, yes.
And I remember sitting at the bar waiting for you because I'm always early, as we know.
Yes, and this was at Fix.
It was at Fix in Austin. Downtown Austin. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I was saying to the couple sitting next to me, I said, yeah, I'm here on a first date. And they're like, well, if you need us to get you out of it, we'll be happy to help you.
I remember you telling
and
me.
And I said, I think I can handle
this.
It.
I've been talking to him for a while.
So the first thing you want to do is you want to sit at the bar. And you're
you were sitting at the bar.
Yes. And you're like, let's go have a drink at the bar. And we ordered Moscow Mules.
That's correct.
That was the first time that I've ever had a Moscow Mule. Mm-hmm. And you were leaning up against the bar with your arms on the bar.
I was sitting with my arms crossed.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yes. First, you were sitting up close to the bar.
Have you even done your homework on this?
I got it. It's photographic memory. I've got it.
Okay.
I could tell you everything about our conversation. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you leaned back and your arms are crossed in front of you.
And you said...
And I said to you, I said, what did I say?
You said, are you uncomfortable? You're hiding something?
Oh, yeah. No, I said, are you uncomfortable? Because your arms were crossed in front of you. And you were like, no. And then you relax.
I relax and put my arms on the bar. And then
we went to the table.
I had a nice table with the big chairs set up. I had called ahead. I knew the guys, right?
Oh, did you recommend? You suggested that?
I mean, I didn't want to be right quite in the middle where we were, but they wanted to show us off because we were very beautiful together.
Well, we ended up having a 3-hour date.
Quite long.
And that's when you told me that you had the Playa handbook and that you were trying to get to my reptilian brain.
Oh, at that point, I'd already accessed your reptilian brain.
Your brain was accessed.
And you're like, Playa handbook. I said, you look here, it's a PDF. Yeah, I bought it. It's a PDF. The Playa handbook PDF cost me $9.95. I'm like, I can do this. I can be a player. I know I can be a player. Play a handbook. But
it was a 3-hour date. And then what did you order at the end? What drink?
Sancerre? Or Sauterne.
Sauterne. You're like, do you have any Sauterne? And I'm like, what is Sauterne?
It's the aphrodisiac. It's the after dinner aphrodisiac wine.
I didn't go home with you.
That was, no. Oh. But I had you in my pocket. Dvorak had told me, get some Sauterne.
You ordered so much food. I mean, we had wine with dinner, and we had biscuits,
gravy.
So much food. Mm-hmm. And then I think probably the highlight for me is that when we walked outside, you grabbed my hand.
That's the moment. And because we're going to cross the street, and I grabbed your hand across the street.
And I thought
two things. First of all, wow, perfect length. I can drop my hand down by my side and her hand fits.
She doesn't have monkey arms. or little reptile.
Yes, and you weren't hairy or anything like that, like a monkey. So but it was nice because I dropped my, I could walk next to you with my hand. I didn't have to have my hand up or lean down. You were the perfect height for me. And I held that hand and I thought, oh man, this is why I love the Beatles. I want to hold your hand because that is all I could think of. It's like, I want to hold your hand.
And then you walked me to the car.
Yes, and then I gave you an appropriate kiss.
Yes, just a slight little kiss. Yeah.
Just appropriate.
Yeah. And then I got my mom's car and drove home.
What is that thing you're driving?
I was driving a Toyota Venza at the time. It was like,
as you called Fat Girl Venza, which is horrible.
That was the name of my car, Fat Girl Venza.
Well, okay, she's driving that, but otherwise she's awesome.
Yeah.
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 And I think I texted you. Did I text you?
Yeah. And
right
you're like,
away?
That was the sweetest. I still have that text.
You have, I sure read it to me.
I'd have to find it. It's my photos. I screenshot it.
You save so much interesting stuff.
I'm so sentimental that way.
Yeah, you got to print that out because it's going to get lost in the cloud one day.
The happy memories. That's how I sometimes fall asleep.
When do you do that?
When to fall asleep. I think about how we got engaged. I think about our wedding. I think about, you know, when I was angry with you and I got off the plane. Wait, so
meanwhile, I'm thinking, I just want to go to sleep. I mean, I love you and everything.
I got my eye mask on. Thank you, Ashley, for that eye mask because he's on the phone forever.
It's not forever. It just seems like that way.
The light is like blaring. Anyway, that's my recollection.
It's in dark mode. What are you talking about? It's the white letters of scripture that blast through. That's what it is.
So that's my recollection. How about you? You have any?
I think I told you everything right there. I just remember being very excited about how awesome you were.
And I remember you telling me at one time, you were like, you're one of the most healthiest, emotionally healthy people that I know. I was like, you must be pretty effed up, man.
No. I was so impressed by you because, I mean, first of all, you were the chief communications, maybe that wasn't the title at the time, you're chief communications officer of, you know, a major nonprofit. You knew so much about marketing, and I had already told you, like, oh, man, where were you when I was trying to hire people who understood marketing, because it's so hard. And you had incredible life experience. You had stories. I mean, you had stories about Chicago, which I don't know much about. You know, Chicago, honestly, kind of scary. You know, it's like, that's gangsta town, man. You from there? You're like, no, I'm from Geary, Indiana. Whoa. Whoa.
I didn't say that. I am not from Geary, just for the record.
But just your story, but you're a very, very strong person. And it was that was super attractive to me.
Yeah. I've never heard you say that.
Yeah. Cool. And you are a good match. You know, this was not like, Adam Curry, which is a lot of people.
And I remember saying to you, I want to know you, the man. I don't want to know your celebrity persona.
Yeah, now it's like, tell him the Michael Jackson story.
But you know what's so interesting is when I first met you and I was going out on the day, I thought, oh my God, I don't think I'm not as cultured as he is.
Well, I taught you a lot, don't worry. I brought you up.
You just spit on me, dude.
I brought you up to speed, I'm sorry. It was very attractive how incredibly worldly, intelligent, and together you were together.
And I knew
kind of from that after I held your hand, I'm like, okay.
Oh
yeah.
And then it just took off from there.
Immediately went on a worldwide breakup tour.
Yes.
So sorry, everybody. This is it. You're out. It's all over.
Yeah. Yeah.
So true.
Aww.
And look at where we are now.
I know.
Look at where we are now.
Who would, and you know what? This was all by God's hand.
And we're just.
He wrote our stories before we
even knew it.
We're even
born
here.
Yes. Yeah. While we were being put together in the womb, together.
I know. I'm happy. I'm so blessed to do this life with you, baby. So blessed. Yeah.
I love you so much.
I love you.
I'm going to get out of here. Wait, stop this. People are like, whoa, I'm going to hurt.
Puke.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Thank you so much. Keep the lid down.
In the evening,
Curry and the Keeper.